The Briarcliff men are 23-3 overall, 14-2 in the GPAC. Chargers started the season with a 4-2 record before running off 18 wins in a row. Chargers losses in GPAC play to Dakota Wesleyan 101-95 and Midland 95-78. Briarcliff is scoring 95.2 points per game. They allow 76.3 points per outing. Clay Harold is the ringleader of this team at 17.2 points per game. Brian Forbes adds 14.1 points per contest and takes down a team-high 8.2 rebounds per game. Shane Graves adds 11.5 points per game and leads the team with 116 assists this season. Austin Holman and Eric Erdman average 10.8 and 10.3 points per game, respectively. Austin Leffler and Ricky Williams score 9.1 and 7.5 points per game, respectively, for this high-scoring team. Six of the Charger regulars are converting better than 48% of their field goals. The Defender men are 13-13 this season, 8-9 in the GPAC. They've got four games left, three are in the conference. They've lost three games in a row since an 86-74 win over Doan on January 23. Leighton Sampson scores 15.9 points per game, grabs 4.8 rebounds. He's making 61.5% of his field goal tries. Nathan Rendell scores 15.5 points per game with 7.6 rebounds. He is making 45.6% of his field goals, and he has a team-high 151 assists. Dalton Frankens averages 14.3 points per game, and he is getting 5 rebounds per outing. Taylor Feenstra has lifted his scoring average to 8.4 points per game with 5.2 rebounds. Brian Sumner is at 8.0 for scoring. Alec Henriksen, 7.9. Andrew O'Donnell, 7.1. The Briarcliff then beat Mount Marty on Wednesday night of last week, 102-59. They had Saturday off. Eric Erdman led the Chargers against Mount Marty with 19 points. Defenders lost to Midland 92-79 after leading 41-34 at halftime on Saturday. Rendell had 27 points and 6 assists. Sampson had 11 points. Alec Henriksen added 10. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here are your probable starters for tonight's contest. First of all, for the Briarcliff Chargers, number 2, Shane Graves, a 5'10 junior from Sioux City, averaging 11.5 points per game. Number 10, Clay Harold, a 6'2 senior from Williams, Iowa, averaging 17.2 points per outing. Number 11, Austin Leffler, a 5'11 junior from Lawton, Iowa, averaging 9.1 points per game. Austin Holman, a 6'7 senior from Lamar, is averaging 10.8 points per outing. And Brian Forbes, a 6'5 junior from Lone Tree, Iowa, averaging 14.1 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are your probable starters for the Dort College Defenders. Andrew O'Donnell, a 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, is averaging 7.1 points per game. Number 15 is Nathan Rendell, a 6'1 senior from Boulder, Colorado, averaging 15.5 points per outing. Number 25, J.D. Bohr, a 6'4 senior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 2.1 points per game. Dalton Frank, a 6'4 sophomore from Atlantic, Iowa, averaging 14.3 points per game. And number 43, a 6'5 sophomore from Worthington, Minnesota, Leighton Sampson, He averages 15.9 points per game. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5
Keep
FM.
It tuned to KD.
Clayton Sampson and Austin Holman to jump it up. Stuart College and Briarcliff, respectively. Briarcliff in their road blues. Stuart College in their home whites. Black numbers trimmed in gold. Briarcliff, white numbers and lettering trimmed out in gold. Opening tap is up, thrown by Jared Ray, and Dort College controls it. Pass goes right side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball feeds it underneath to Sampson. Sampson with the left hand, too strong, no good. Ball is poked free by J.D. Bohr. Coming up with it is Rindles. Rindles slides in right side, layup good. Nathan Rindles gives Dort College a 2-0 lead. 2-0, our score just underway. Pass goes left side over to Shane Graves. Graves with the basketball. And tumbling down is Austin Leffler. Driving in with the right hand is Forbes. Forbes fouled on the play by Dalton Franken. Franken whistled for the personal foul, his first. And shooting free throws will be Brian Forbes. Forbes will shoot a pair. He's a junior from Lone Tree, Iowa. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Van Inkelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Second free throw by Forbes is up and good. And Briarcliff is on the board, trailing 2-1. Forbes, a 75% free throw shooter, makes one of two. With the basketball is Sampson. Sampson dumps it off to J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr slicing the lane, lays it up. He's fouled. He'll go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. 4-1 our score, 19-21 remaining here in the first half. J.D. Bohr will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. Free throw for Bohr is up, and J.D.'s free throw is too strong, no good. That foul, by the way, called on Clay Harold. That was his first. Graves into the front court. He passes over to Leffler. Leffler over the basketball to Forbes. Forbes to Holman. Holman sets a screen. Pass goes left side. Shot on the way by Leffler. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell drives in, drops it off for Rindles. Rindles gets it in deep. Layup good. Nathan Rindles with a lay-in. Dort College leads 6-1. 6-1 our score. With it on the left side. Graves. Graves to Forbes. Forbes right side. Leffler. Leffler with the basketball on the wing. Leffler gives it back over to Forbes. Forbes will step out. He'll put up the three, and he hit it. Forbes with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders lead 6-4. 6-4 our score. This Briarcliff team is making nearly 50% of its shots from the field. O'Donnell driving in. His shot no good. There for the rebound of the putback, though, is Nathan Rindles. Rindles with 6. Dort College leads 8-4. 8-4 the score. Up the floor of the basketball left side is Graves. Graves driving in. Lift the left hand, too strong, no good. Rebound cleared by J.D. Bohr. Bohr outlets to Rindles. Rindles up to O'Donnell. O'Donnell sidesteps a player, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Briarcliff. Briarcliff comes up with the basketball. This is Forbes. Forbes with it. Forbes, left side. They give it to Harold. Harold shot no good. Rebound cleared by Bohr. Bohr to Rindles. Rindles back to Bohr. Bohr with it, left wing. Bohr comes back over to Rindles. Rindles with it on the right wing. Now straight on is Franken. Franken shot, no good. Rebound tracked down by Bohr. Bohr to Rindles. Rindles, three ball on the way. Good. Nathan Rindles with 9 points out of the shoot. Dort College leads 11-4. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. A 30-second timeout. Charge to Briarcliff. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Buy the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, Services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Briarcliff basketball, Forbes out front, Holman. Holman right side, Graves. Graves with it on the wing. Graves gives it up to Harold. Harold to Forbes. Forbes driving in. And he comes to a jump stop, and he's going to be called for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to the defenders. Throwing the ball in will be Austin Bikert. Bikert checked in for Bohr at the last break. That was at the timeout. Alec Henriksen also checked into the ballgame. Rendell's ahead to Sampson. Sampson to Bikert. Bikert in traffic. Shot no good, but he's fouled. Austin Bikert will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Brian Forbes whistled for the personal foul, his first. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764, and by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Bikert makes both free throws. His first 2 points of the day, 61% free throw shooter. Defenders lead 13-4. Loeffler passes it to Holman. Holman with the basketball. They pass it into the corner, Graves. Graves, three from the right corner, no good. Rebound Sampson ahead to Rendell's. Rendell's with the basketball. Rendell's with it at the top of the key. Driving in, nothing there. Back to Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Spin move, drives in. Right hand layup, good. Alec Henriksen with a two-point basket, and the Dort College defenders lead 15-4. 16:30 remaining. Out front is Forbes. Forbes with the basketball. 16:30 and counting remaining in this first half. Holman to Harold. Harold, three. Rims out, no good. It'll be Dort College basketball. The rebound to Rendell's. Rendell's into the front court. Nathan with the basketball. Free throw line to Henriksen. Henriksen has it out on the perimeter. He's going to drive in. Nothing there. Comes back to Sampson. Sampson working against Holman. Sampson outside Henriksen. Back inside Sampson. Sampson kick out pass intended for Biker. Gets taken back by Briarcliff and Harold. Left side passes Graves. Graves to Harold. Harold, three. Good. Clay Harold with his first three of the ball game, averaging 17.2 points per game. Harold closing in on 1,400 career points. Ball is deflected out. Biker took it in from the left wing and has it tapped away from him, and he lost it off of his foot out of bounds. Biker, O'Donnell, and Sampson all check out. Franken, Feenstra, and Sumner check in. 15-7 our score. Bringing the basketball up is Eric Erdman. Erdman at the top of the key to Loeffler. Loeffler to Erdman. Erdman on the right side. Erdman will put up the 15-footer from the right baseline. It's good. Eric Erdman, a freshman from Forest City, averaging double figures. He makes it a 15-9 ball game. Dort College by six. Left side, Sumner. Dort College was able to get some buckets in transition earlier in this contest. Right now, they trail by lead by six. Briarcliff has scored on back-to-back trips. Out front, Henriksen. Henriksen, three ball, good. Henriksen with five. Dort College leads 18-9. Erdman with it on the right side. Erdman has it on the wing, looking for Harold. Instead, has to go right side. They give to Harold on the fly. Back out front to Loeffler. Loeffler thought about the step back. Instead, goes to Erdman. Erdman kick out pass. Loeffler. Loeffler, three on the way. Good. Austin Loeffler with a three-point bucket. Dort College leads 18-12. That's three-pointer number three already for the Chargers. 14:30 remaining, first half. Pass goes high post, Sumner. Sumner at the top of the key. Bryan with the basketball. Goes over to Henriksen. Henriksen catch fire three. Shot no good. Rebound tipped by Taylor Feenstra, controlled by Ricky Williams. Pass goes into the front court. Forbes. Forbes will launch the three, and he hits it. Brian Forbes with his fourth three, and the Dort College defenders lead 18-15. So Briarcliff starting to heat up. This Briarcliff team averaging 95 points per ball game. Shot is up and good by Frank, and baseline jumper is good right side. About 15 feet out, and the Dort College defenders lead 20-15. And we've got a timeout on the floor. You're listening to Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Briarcliff. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College leading Briarcliff 20-15, and Briarcliff has used two timeouts already, a full and a 30, so they've identified something they wanted to talk about immediately, and a little over 6 minutes into the contest, they've used a pair of timeouts. We've got a blocking foul called on the Dort College defenders. It's going to go on Grant Harkness, 6'5 freshman from Westminster, Colorado. He's called for the personal foul, his first. Inbounding the basketball, Briarcliff, they get it in over the top to Williams. Williams goes right side to Jay Wolf. Wolf to Graves. Graves lost it. Dort College comes up with it. Henriksen over the top, intended for O'Donnell. O'Donnell unable to reel it in. Williams comes up with it. Let's go, Erdman. Erdman with the basketball. Erdman brings it up the floor. Erdman on the right wing. His jumper is good. Dort College did not match up with Erdman, and the defender lead is 2, 2018. O'Donnell with the basketball, goes over to Harkness. Harkness to Frank, and Frank and right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. He leans in. His shot is off of the glass, and it falls through. Alec Henriksen is aggressive offensively, as we have seen him in a while, making it 22-18. Answering back with a three. It's up and through for Clay Harrell. Harrell now with over 1,400 career points for Briarcliff. Gotten a ton of them on threes. Henriksen out front trying to answer. His three, no good. But a foul on the play called on Dort College. I believe that's going to go on Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the personal. 6'7 sophomore from Hull, Iowa, draws the personal foul. Nathan Rindles also tonight. As I total things up, got to make sure my math is correct. He's gone over 1,400 career points as well this evening. He's also closing in on 600 rebounds. So Taylor Feenster checks out of the ballgame. O'Donnell, Sampson, Franken, Bohr, and Rindles on the floor for the defenders. Dort College leading 22-21. Briarcliff has recovered from an 11-point deficit, though, to cut the lead down to one. And now a shot by Harrell, no good. Here comes Dort College. Up the floor with the basketball on the left side is Bohr. J.D. Bohr picks up his dribble. He leads Andrew O'Donnell into the corner. They pass it to Sampson. Sampson shot no good, but he is fouled on the play by Ricky Williams. Free throws on the way for Leighton Sampson. He'll shoot a pair. Dort College 2-for-3 as a team. Sampson, a 59% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Bohr & Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at bohrandsons.com. And the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Sampson makes one of two free throws. They pass it out front to Wolf. Wolf gives it up. Austin Poland. Poland to Graves. Graves looking down low for Williams. Pass left side. Back to Poland. Poland off the side of the backboard. Out of bounds. It'll be Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. So they say that a Dort College player blocked it out of bounds, evidently. And Graves will throw it in for the Chargers. Pass it into the corner, Erdman. Erdman caught in the air, passes it over to Williams. Two to shoot. Williams puts up the free throw line jumper. It's no good. Rebound is cleared by Dort College. Coming up with the basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell right side, Bohr. Bohr with the basketball. J.D. back over to Rindles. Rindles in traffic. His off-balance shot is good. Nathan Rindles with 11 points. He's got over 1,400 career points for the Dort College defenders. He's trying to match Clay Harrell bucket for bucket. Pass goes right side. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College and Rendles. 25-21, Dort College by four as we approach the midpoint of the first half. Throwing the ball in will be Shane Graves. Ball deflected out front and picked up by Williams. Williams with it. Williams got it near midcourt. Pass back to Erdman. Erdman drives the lane. His shot no good. Rebound taken down by Franken. Franken with the basketball. Dalton with it on the left wing. Passes right side, Bohr. Bohr with the basketball. Bohr, O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it left side, Rendles. Rendles feeds it underneath Sampson. Back out to Nathan. Nathan, 3-2 strong, no good. Rebound taken away by Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves bringing it up. O'Donnell stops the ball. They reverse it right side. Erdman. Erdman, 3-2 strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Franken. Franken gives it off to Rendles. Rendles in transition. His shot off the glass, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Sampson. His shot, no good. Ball deflected out, picked up by Briarcliff, driving the other way. And we've got a blocking foul called on Andrew O'Donnell. Nathan Rendles is shaken up on the play. Nathan Rendles will check out of the ballgame. Looks like he's got a bloody lip. And a three-point play opportunity coming here for Austin Poland. Poland got the bucket. O'Donnell got called for the foul. So J.D. Bohr will check out of the ballgame. Austin Biker checks in. It's 25-23 pending the free throw here. Austin Poland with a three-point play opportunity. He's a senior from Grand Rapids, Minnesota. He makes that one. And Dort College's lead is 1-25-24. Bringing the basketball up is O'Donnell. O'Donnell double team. And a reach-in foul called on Brian Forbes. Foul number two on Forbes. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hollyers, and Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC. 25-24, Dort College inbounding in front of the Briarcliff bench here at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Sampson with it on the left side. He drives in. Off-balance shot, no good. Rebound, Poland. Poland with the basketball. Poland up the floor with a head full of steam. Biker slows him down. Passes over to Forbes. Forbes lets fly with a long three. It's good. 10 points for Forbes, and the Briarcliff Chargers lead at 27-25. Left side, Biker. Biker picks up his dribble, goes to Franken. Franken, baseline jumper, short, no good, and a push foul called on Andrew O'Donnell. That's number two on O'Donnell. Team foul number five on the defenders in this half. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. 27-25, Briarcliff in front. 10 minutes remaining in the first half. Driving in is Graves. Kick out pass. They give it into the corner, Erdman. Erdman, three, good. Eric Erdman with his second three. He's got eight. And the defenders trail by 5, 30-25. Henriksen with it on the left side. Henriksen gives to Sampson. Sampson, power move into the lane, good. Leighton Sampson with three, and the Dort College defenders trail 30-27, and a foul called against the Dort College defenders in Austin Biker. Biker whistled for foul number one. Free throws on the way for Erdman. Erdman with 8 points and a couple of free throws coming his way. 9:29 left to go in the first half. 30-27 Briarcliff leading. Today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. Erdman is an 84% free throw shooter. Another one on the way. Today's broadcast made possible by Bohr & Sons of Boyden. Handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at BohrandSons.com. And the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. Erdman makes both free throws. And Erdman now with 10 points. He checks out of the ball game. Ball is deflected. Last touch by Briar Cliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. Austin Poland thought it was touched by Dort College last. Briar Cliff owning a 5-point lead at 32-27. Inbounding J.D. Bohr. He gets it into Alec Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball working against Graves. Graves a junior. Henriksen, the freshman from Spirit Lake for the defenders. Sumner picks up his dribble on the wing. Bryan with the basketball gives it up to Franken. Franken with the basketball hounded out there by Poland. 10 to shoot. Franken on the wing. Back to Henriksen. Henriksen taking it in against Poland. Gets the shot to go and he's fouled on the play. Austin Poland whistled for the personal foul. Alec Henriksen will go to the free throw line to try and complete the three-point play, and Troy-Dort College back to within two. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Henriksen makes the free throw. Alec Henriksen now with 10 points. He's one of two players in double figures for the defenders. Nathan Rendles on the bench right now with 11. So there you've got 21 of Dort College's 30 points accounted for. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing 32-30. They call a timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Hilt Real Estate, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on 1st Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Jay Wolf for the basketball gives it up to Austin Holman. Holman, a senior from Lamar's, passes it back right side. Three-pointer rims out by Jay Wolf. And the Dort College defenders come up with the basketball. Bringing it up is Alec Henriksen. Henriksen drives in with the left hand, lays it up good. Alec Henriksen with a two-point bucket. Dort College is tied 32-32, 8:30 remaining in the first half. Graves answering with a three. It's good. Shane Graves with a three-point basket. Pass goes right side over to Sumner. Sumner with the basketball. Brian Sumner, left side Henriksen. Henriksen to Sumner. Sumner back over to Henriksen. Henriksen on the wing. Alec with the basketball looking down low for Sampson. Passes it back out front. Franken, right side Sumner. Sumner, kick out pass, Henriksen, five to shoot. Henriksen will put up the three, and he hit it. Alec Henriksen with a three-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders lead 35-32. I beg your pardon, we're tied 35-35. Dalton Franken has just picked up his second personal foul. Forgot to tally up the three-point bucket by Shane Graves moments ago. So we have our second tie of the contest, this one coming at the 7:48 mark. Franken is out of the ballgame. Rendles checks in. So Rendles back in the ballgame. Free throws on the way for Clay Harold. Harold will shoot a one and the bonus. First one is up and through for Harold. He's a 94% free throw shooter. 44 for 47 now. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hullerton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Their member, FDIC. Harold makes them both. He's got eight. And the defenders trail 37-35. With the basketball, Rendles. Rendles on the right wing. Rendles, spin move into the lane. Too strong off of the glass. No good. And the foul's going to be called on, I believe, Leffler. Nope, it's going to be on Holman. Austin Holman whistled for the personal. Free throws on the way for Nathan Rendles. 74% free throw shooter. He shot 171 free throws already this season. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. 12 points now for Rendles. Today's broadcast also made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. 37 all after the two free throws by Nathan Rendles. Rendles now with 13 points. Left side, Graves. Graves, no-look pass underneath Holman. Holman, layup good. Austin Holman averaging 10.8 points per ball game with his first bucket of the day. Coming back the other way, Rendles. Rendles in between the circles. Rendles with it on the right wing. Rendles to the free throw line. Picks up his dribble. Feeds it underneath Feenstra. Feenstra with the right hand. Loops it up. Good. Taylor Feenstra with a two-point bucket. We're tied 39-all, our fourth tie. 6:58 remaining in the half. Shot on the way by Graves. No good. Long rebound. Cleared by Leffler. Leffler thought about the step back. Instead feeds it to Holman. Holman guarded straight up by Feenstra. Pass comes out front to Jay Wolf. Wolf back to Harold. Harold right side, Leffler. Leffler three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by J.D. Bohr. Bohr outlets over to Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Henriksen kicks it left side over to Feenstra. Feenstra sizes his man up. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Graves. Graves with the basketball. Graves driving in. Blocked by Bohr. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. So Dort College. J.D. Bohr blocks the shot away by Shane Graves. It goes out of bounds. They say last touch by the defenders. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Deadlocked at 39. 6:20 remaining in the first half. Pass goes into Ricky Williams. Back over to Erdman. Erdman tries to feed it underneath for Williams. Ball deflected out. Picked up by Rendles. Rendles against Erdman. Sidesteps Erdman. Shot no good. In traffic, Bikert. Bikert tries to save it in, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. 6:08 remaining in this first half. 39-39 our score. Erdman with the basketball. Erdman gives it up to Harold. Harold to Leffler. Leffler out front. Erdman guarded there by Patrick Nabla. And we've got a foul called on Briarcliff and Ricky Williams. Ricky Williams, 6'6 junior from Carson, Iowa. They say he slid over on the screen and gets called for a blocking foul. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Bringing the basketball up is Nathan Rendles, Dort College shooting for the lead. Comes over to Nabla. Nabla to Rendles. Rendles on the right wing. Lob pass over the top for Biker. And Biker got tangled up with someone. If it's a football game, you probably got holding on the line of scrimmage there where they saw the play coming and they looked to me like they simply wrapped up Bikerk. And the Dort College defenders will now defend as Brian Forbes. Brian Forbes will bring it up. Erdman out front. Erdman gives to Holman. Holman back to Erdman. Erdman driving to the free throw line. Now in traffic, lays it up with the left hand. It's good. Eric Erdman with another two. He's got 12 already past his season average, and he'll be shooting for a three-point play opportunity here. Dalton Franken is in. Austin Bikerk is out. Bikerk has just picked up. Well, they're going to call that foul on Alec Henriksen. I had thought it was on Bikerk, but they're going to call it on Henriksen instead. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Erdman makes the free throw, and the defenders trail 42-39, 5:20 remaining. Alec Henriksen out front, goes over to Nabla. Nabla to Rendles. Rendles working against three players. First shot no good, but Rendles with a putback off of his own miss. He's got 15 first half points, and the defenders are back to within a point at 42-41. Erdman steps up, drills a three. Another three for Eric Erdman, his third of the first half. He has 16 first half points, and the defenders trail 45-41. 4:47 remaining. They pass it to Franken. Franken drives in off of the glass. Good. The leader for Dalton Franken. He's got four. Quickly back the other way. Briarcliff basketball. Holman. Holman gives it up to Forbes. Forbes to Graves. Graves left side. Holman. Holman to Forbes. Forbes, they close out. Now he drives in. Scoops it up with the right hand. Good. Forbes with 12. Defenders trail 47-43. Pass comes over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Franken. Franken stripped on the way up by Erdman. Erdman now on a run out. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Henriksen. 4:08 remaining in the game, in the first half. 47-43, our score, Dort College. Down four. Henriksen will set the offense. He passes over to Nabla. Nabla well out on the floor, guarded there by Graves. Gives it up over to Franken. Franken baseline jumper from 15 is good. Dalton Franken with 6 points. Defenders trail by two, 47-45. Briarcliff basketball, Holman. Holman in between the circles out front. He hands it off to Erdman. Chasing is Henriksen. Comes back over to Graves. Graves shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Henriksen. And for Alec, that is number two. Two fouls on Henriksen. Graves will go to the free throw line to shoot two, a 61% free throw shooter. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area with buying or selling. Put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Graves makes both free throws. He's got 5 first half points, and the defenders trail 49-45. 3:30 remaining in this first half. They pass it down low to Sampson. Sampson against Holman, and Sampson tries to double up and pass out of the double team. Beg your pardon, that's Jeff Dobbinton. Dobbinton playing this rotation for Holman. O'Donnell will throw the ball in for Dort College. Left side with it is O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball on the wing. Now Franken. Franken at the top of the key, loses the handle, picks it back up. He's still got his dribble. Fades away from 15, rolls it in. Dalton Franken with 8 points. Dort College trails 49-47, 3:05 remaining. Pass to Forbes. Forbes at the top of the key. Forbes, kick out pass, Graves. Graves will put up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Bohr. Bohr with the basketball, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the right side. O'Donnell gives it back to Rindles. Rindles floats it up from 8 on the right side. Shot no good. Rebound taken down by Erdman. He's cut off on the play by Rindles. Gives it back over to Rindles. Rindles to J.D. J.D. off of the glass. No good. And the rebound is cleared by Briarcliff. Chargers come back the other way. Forbes. Forbes into the front court. Forbes isn't going to stop till he gets to the hoop. He lays it up coast to coast. Layup good. Forbes with a 2-point basket. He's got 14. And the defenders trail 51-47. 51-47 our score. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell floats it up from 8. It's off the mark, no good. Rebound cleared by Dobbinton. Dobbinton gives it away to Erdman. Erdman guarded by O'Donnell. Briarcliff with a chance to build on the 4-point lead at 51-47. Briarcliff trying to pull away a little bit here in the closing minutes of the first half. Shot by Harold is no good, and he got bailed out. He ends up flying into the lane, and the foul called on Dort College and Leighton Sampson. It's foul number one on Sampson. Harold will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. He's got 8 points. Today's broadcast made possible by the Van England Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. Well, Harold gets rewarded for taking the ball into the lane. Didn't look like he was under control, and he gets the foul call against the Dort College defenders. Also made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting 3w.dort.edu/DGC. Clay Harreld makes one free throw, makes the second. He's got 10 first half points. And we've got a track meet right now. Dort College trailing Briar Cliff 53-47, and I don't like the pace of this game. Pass goes into Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Henriksen will hand it off to Rindles. Rindles into the front court. He goes left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell with it at the top of the key. Comes back to Henriksen. Henriksen with it. Henriksen to Sampson and Brian Sumner. Sumner shaken up on the play. So he will check out of the ball game. Nabla checks in. Two free throws, a one and one opportunity here for Leighton Sampson. Sampson one for two from the free throw line, two for three now. He's got another one on the way. Trying to make it a four-point ball game. Sedort College needs a stop and another bucket. Stops have been hard to come by here in the first half for both teams. Second free throw on the way for Sampson is up and good, so Sampson makes them both. And the Defenders trail by four. Leighton Sampson with 5 points. Briar Cliff basketball, Graves. Graves on the wing. Shane Graves passes left side. Erdman, Erdman three, missed it, no good. But a foul on the play, and Eric Erdman will go to the free throw line to shoot three. Andrew O'Donnell has just picked up his third personal. And mix and match time now for the Defenders. Austin Vikerk's going to check into the ball game. Three free throws on the way here for Dort College, for Briar Cliff's Eric Erdman. Erdman makes the first. He's got another one coming. 17 first half points for Erdman. 54-49. Another free throw coming. That one's up and through as well. Erdman now 2 for 2 on this trip to the free throw line. 5 for 5 for the night. 84% for the season. Another one on the way for Erdman. 1:23 remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center. Providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. Erdman makes all three free throws. Leighton Sampson is fouled on the other end, and Leighton will go to the free throw line. Dort College trailing by 7 here, 56-49. 1:12 remaining. 19 points for Erdman. Dort College's Henriksen and Rindles have 15 points each. J.D. Bohr checks into the ballgame for defensive purposes. Leighton Sampson, a one-and-one opportunity. Free throw by Leighton, off the mark, no good. Briar Cliff can extend the lead. 105 and counting. Erdman on the left side, guarded there by Bohr. Erdman passes right side. Three on the way is up and good for Jay Wolf. So Wolf now in the action. And Dort College trails 59-49. 52 seconds remaining. First half of play. Briar Cliff up 10. 40 seconds now. Rindles running point. 12 seconds now. 10. 8 on the shot clock. 7. Rindles drives in, dumps it off for Bikerk, and a charging foul called on Rindles. Wolf stood in and took the charge from Rindles. 6 unanswered by the Chargers. This was a 2-point ball game at 49-47. Briar Cliff has outscored Dort College 12-2. Now, pardon me, 10-2. That's why you do your homework. Inbounding for Briar Cliff is Jay Wolf. Shot clock and game clock are nearly identical. Bringing the basketball up is Shane Graves. Graves across the timeline. Graves calling for a set play. Hands it off to Erdman. Erdman with the basketball. 13 seconds and counting, now 12. He's guarded by Rindles. Three-pointer on the way by Erdman off the mark. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. And inbounding the basketball now will be Shane Graves. Graves to toss it in. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ball's deflected by Graves. Graves threw it in off of Rindles. Gathered it in. Rindles tried to brick wall them. And Graves is called. Rindles is called for the personal foul. It's foul number two on him. Graves' free throw is up and good. With 0.2 seconds remaining here in this half. And another free throw on the way for Graves. Second free throw on the way for Graves is up and good. So Graves makes both free throws. He's got 7. And that's the end of the half. Our score, Briarcliff 61, Dort College 49. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College started fast in this one, got up 15-4. Briarcliff pulled back to within 2, though, at 20-18, eventually taking the lead at 30-25. We were then tied at 32-35, 37-39. 39-39 coming at about the 6:59 mark. And from there, Briarcliff steadily pulled away, outscoring Dort College 22-10 over the final 7 minutes or so. And Briarcliff leads 61-49. They scored the last 8 points of the first half. Dort College for the ball game, 19 of 36 from the floor for 52.8%. For Briarcliff, they were 17 of 33 from the floor for 51.5%. Briarcliff 11 of 22 from the three-point line. So they got 33 points off of 22 shots. Dort College 3 of 7 from the three-point line for 72.7%. Briarcliff, 16 of 17 on free throws, 94%. Dort College, 8 of 11, 73%. Rebounds, Dort College 18, Briarcliff 17. Turnovers, Dort College 7, Briarcliff 6. Briarcliff Chargers led by Eric Erdman's 19 points. Brian Forbes has 14. Clay Harold has 10. 7 for Shane Graves, 2 for Austin Holman, 3 for Austin Leffler. 3 points for Austin Poland, 3 for Jay Wolf. For the Dort College defenders, 15 for Nathan Rindles, 15 for Alec Henriksen, 8 for Dalton Frank, and 5 for Leighton Sampson. 2 each for Taylor Feenstra, Austin Bikerk, and J.D. Bohr. J.D. Bohr with 6 rebounds, 5 for Nathan Rindles. No one else with more than 3 for Briarcliff. Shane Graves with 3, Clay Harold with 2. 2 assists for Eric Erdman. For the Chargers, 5 different players have 1 assist each for the defenders. 4 steals for the defenders, 4 steals for the Briarcliff Chargers. No one on either team with multiple steals in the first half of this evening's contest. 61-49, Briarcliff leads Dort College in men's college basketball. Let's take another break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Scores from the Great Plains Athletic Conference this evening in men's basketball at halftime. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings tied 47-all. Midland and Concordia tied 39-all. Dakota Wesleyan over Morningside at half, 50-39. Northwestern over Mount Marty at half, 41-24. And the game you're listening to, Briarcliff over Dort College, 61-49. Earlier tonight in women's college basketball, Briarcliff defeats Dort College 67-45. Other GPAC scores. College of St. Mary over Doan 94-77. Hastings over Nebraska Wesleyan 71-58. It was Concordia over Midland 81-59. Morningside defeats Dakota Wesleyan 80-74. And it was Mount Marty over Northwestern in overtime 101-92. Here's what the standings look like then at the moment. Women's play, Morningside 17-2. Dakota Wesleyan, Concordia, Briar Cliff, Hastings, and Mount Marty are all 12-7 in conference play, so you have a five-way tie for second place. Northwestern and the College of St. Mary are both 9-10. College of St. Mary, you take away that atrocious start they had this season. They played pretty well the last half of the year in women's basketball. Doan is 7-12, Midland 5-14, Dort 4-15, Nebraska Wesleyan is 3-16. Coming up this Saturday, Dort College basketball at Lincoln, Nebraska, taking on Nebraska Wesleyan. 2 o'clock start time for the women, 4 o'clock start time for the men. Other matchups this Saturday include Mount Marty at Midland, Briar Cliff at Hastings, Morningside at Doan, Northwestern at Concordia, and Dakota Wesleyan is at the College of St. Mary. We're at halftime. Briar Cliff 61, Dort College 49. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM, back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders trailing Briar Cliff 61-49 at the half. A couple notes for you on this Dort College team. Currently, they rank 20th in the country in rebounding per game, 18th in points per game. Brindles is 10th in the nation in assists per game at 5.9. Brindles is also in the top 10 in scoring all time at Dort College with over 1,400 career points. He's nearing the top 10 in rebounds and closing in on 600. He's currently third in assists all time at 460 and closing in on 100 steals. He's got 98. That's 20th all time for this Briar Cliff team. Pretty well loaded. They're led by Clay Harold. I talked about him surpassing 1,400 career points earlier tonight. Shane Graves is closing in on 1,000. He's at 899. Also has 297 assists. Brian Forbes has scored 1,004 career points. Also has 481 career rebounds. Forbes and Graves are both juniors. Well, Dort College, got to get some stops here. I don't think there's any two ways about it. You can't continue this way, obviously. Briar Cliff with it. Forbes, 18-footer, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Rindles. Rindles working up against Leffler. Rindles picks up his dribble, feeds it underneath for Sampson. Reverse layup, good. Leighton Sampson with a two-point bucket. He's got seven. And we head the other way over the basketball. Graves driving down to the baseline outside to Leffler. Leffler over the basketball. Leffler gives it up. Holman, layup, good. Holman with four, and the defenders trail by 12 again. Pass goes over to Rindles. Rindles three ball from the right wing, no good. Rebound taken away by Leffler. Leffler with it. Leffler gives it up to Forbes. Forbes with it, 1 minute into the second half. Three on the way by Leffler, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Rindles, off the bounce. Rindles into the front court. Nathan Rindles into the front court. He's got it at the point. Bounces it down low for Sampson. Sampson stripped on the way up by Forbes. Here comes Briar Cliff. Briar Cliff with the basketball. Briar Cliff kick out pass over to Graves. Graves to Forbes. Forbes with it on the left wing. Forbes gives it up to Holman. Holman right side. Graves. Shane Graves with it. Graves spots a step back. Nothing there. Now goes to Holman. Holman lost it. Picks it back up, gives it over to Leffler. Leffler to Forbes, five to shoot. Forbes gets a screen, he'll put up a three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by J.D. Bohr. Dort College down 12, 63-51. O'Donnell looks down low for Sampson instead, settles for out front to Franken. Franken steps through, his shot is good, count the hoop and he is fouled. Dalton Franken with 10 points. And the defenders trail 63-53, pending the free throw opportunity. So Dort College sending Dalton Frank into the free throw line. Dalton Franken this season, an 84% free throw shooter, shooting his 76th free throw. And he makes that one. 11 for Franken. And the defenders trail by 9, 63-54. Well, let's see if Dort College can string together some stops and get some buckets on the other end. Pass on the backdoor cut intended for Harrell. Taken away by Franken. Franken pulls up. 17-footer. Good. Dalton Franken with 13. Dort College trails 63-56. Graves driving in. His shot no good. A hold called on Rindles, and that's going to be number three on Rindles. Nathan Rindles picks up his third personal foul. Decision time for the defender coaching staff, and it appears they will let it roll. They'll gamble here a bit and leave Rindles on the floor. Pass goes over to Holman. Holman guarded there by Sampson. Right side pass to Harrell. It's taken by Nabla. No. Nabla retreats against Harrell. He gives it up to Holman. Holman to Forbes. Forbes drives in, and he's going to be called for traveling. Turnover back to the defenders after Forbes travels with it, trying to split the defense. And Briarcliff's going to call a timeout. They have three remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM.
Every square.
17:27 left to go in the ballgame. Dort College, some signs of life here in the second half. Cut a 12-point lead down to 7. Bringing the basketball up will be Alec Henriksen. Henriksen into the front court, working against Graves. Henriksen has it on the left side, lobs it up for Franken. Franken stripped on the way up, and he's going to go shoot two. It's either going to be on Harrell or Graves. Foul's going to go on Shane Graves, and that's number one on Graves. So two free throws on the way here for Dalton Franken. Franken one for one tonight. Trying to narrow this down to a five-point ball game. Franken, 6'4 sophomore in terms of eligibility. Remember, he missed all of last year with an injury. First free throw is up and good for Frank, and he's got another one coming. Rindles checks out of the ballgame. O'Donnell is back in, trying to make it a five-point game, and he does. 63-58. Franken with 15 points. 17:09 remaining. Briarcliff basketball, Leffler to Holman. Holman takes it in against Feenstra, and Taylor is called for the personal foul, his second. Free throws on the way for Austin Holman. Holman, a 6'7 senior from Lamar's. This is a player Briarcliff expected big things out of during his career, and this is the first year he's really been fully healthy and fully productive. Bothered by injuries, if I remember correctly, the first 2 years of his career. Senior from Lamar's. Watched him play a district final here against MLC Floyd Valley his senior year. First free throw is up and good. Another one is up and good and makes it 65-58. Holman averaging 10 points per ballgame. He's got 6 this evening. He doesn't get a lot of shots in this offense. This one's built around the guards. Pass goes right side Henriksen. Now Franken. Franken over the top of Forbes. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Forbes. Forbes pass over the top for Holman. And Henriksen had it go off of his hands and out of bounds off the deflection. 65-58, 16:44 remaining in the ballgame. That's in regulation. Throwing the ball in will be Erdman. Erdman to Holman. Holman to Forbes. Forbes with the basketball. Now Erdman. Erdman. Bounce pass down low for Holman, and Holman loses it. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College bringing it up, trailing by 7, trying to whittle into the lead. Pass goes left side, Henriksen. Henriksen underneath Feenstra, and Feenstra is going to be called for a charge. Taylor lowered his shoulder, gets called for the personal foul. That's foul number 3 on him. Yeah, Holman only averaged 3.5 points per game last season. Played 32 of the 33 games, though, so he was in the regular rotation. This year is the first year, really, where he's got a lot of offensive production, averaging 10 points per game. So Dort College turns it over with an offensive foul. Coming back the other way, Leffler. Leffler feeds it over the top for Holman, and Holman is stripped on the way up. And if that is on Rindles, that's going to be number four on him. Rindles picks up his fourth personal foul. Henriksen pops up off of the bench. He's going to get some more minutes here. Well, it was a calculated risk, down by 7 and 5 points. And now Rindles will check out of the ballgame for a period of time. 6:17 remaining. We'll see how long they go without Rindles, the floor general. Holman picks up his dribble on the wing. Pass comes over to Erdman. Erdman with the basketball. Erdman gives it up. Forbes. Forbes, left side, Harold. Harold with the basketball. Harold. 14 seconds on the shot clock. Driving in is Forbes. Forbes, Leffler. Leffler, Harold. Harold, three. Missed it, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Forbes. Forbes' shot is good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. So Brian Forbes with 16 points and an opportunity at the three-point play. Forbes, 6'5 junior from Lone Tree, gets the shot to go. And now he can extend it back to a 10-point difference. Dort College got as close as 5 at 63-58. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Forbes now with 17. Dort College, pass goes left side to Bohr. Bohr gives it up. O'Donnell. O'Donnell. Right side, Franken. Franken spots up. His three is good. No, they say just a two. They say a two-point bucket for Dalton Franken. Franken, they give him a two. Thought it might have been a three. Harold with the basketball gives it up. Holman. Holman loses it on the way up, and now Holman will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So two free throws on the way for Holman. First one is up and good for Holman. He's got another one coming. 69-60, our score. Second free throw for Holman. Eyes it, and it's off the front of the iron, no good. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. O'Donnell up the floor, passes it to Franken. Franken to Bohr. Bohr with the basketball. Bohr passes, gets it back in the left corner. Looking down low for Sampson. Dort College down 69-60. After Holman made one of two free throws. Backdoor cut intended for Henriksen, and a kick called on Briarcliff. Ricky Williams will check into the ballgame. Austin Holman will check out. They'll reset the shot clock to 15. Minutes remaining in this contest. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College down 9. Franken from 17 straight on, left it short, no good. Rebound taken down by Harold. Harold of the basketball. Harold to Forbes. Forbes blocked, shot by Franken, but a foul on the play called on Dalton Franken. So Dalton whistled for his third personal. Free throw by Forbes is up and through. Another free throw on the way for Forbes. Forbes with 18. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Another one on the way for Forbes. That one's up and good, and Briarcliff is in the bonus from here on out. Seven fouls already called on Dort College here in the second half. 11-point difference. Dort College has to work. Pass goes to Franken. Franken to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, and we've got a blocking foul called on Brian Forbes. Forbes has just picked up his third personal. Andrew O'Donnell gets the drive and the bucket to go. He'll go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. 71-62, our score. Bohr checks out. Beikirk and Feenstra check in. Sampson also checks out. On the floor for Dort College right now, it's Feenstra, Beikirk, O'Donnell, Sampson, and Henriksen. For Briarcliff, they're countering with Graves, Wolf, Williams, Erdman. Rebound by O'Donnell, and O'Donnell is fouled on the play. Foul is going to go on Ricky Williams. That's number three on him. And you've got Clay Harold on the floor as well. Well, Briarcliff, Nick Nelson going to his bench right now, and the difference was 7-2 on the fouls, and Nick Nelson, this isn't his first rodeo either. He knew that there were going to be some fouls coming, and there are. Jay Wolf whistled for his second. So that's team foul number five on the Chargers. Pass goes to Franken. Franken to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Bottom line, Nelson, his players on the floor right now who can afford a few fouls. And now we're going to have a rebound foul called on the defenders. And Taylor Feenstra whistled for the personal foul. And for Taylor, that's number three. Free throws on the way for the Briarcliff Chargers in Daubenton. ...71-62 Dort College down 9. Daubenton shooting 1-1. He's a 71% free throw shooter, and he missed it. 71-62, the defenders down by 9. Henriksen hesitates. His left-handed layup is good. Alec Henriksen with 17, and the defenders trail by 7, 71-64. Graves with the basketball. Graves to Erdman. Erdman with it. Erdman working against O'Donnell. And a tie-up. Feenstra tied him up, but a foul is going to be called on the play against Taylor. Taylor Feenstra has just picked up his fourth personal. And more free throws on the way for Eric Erdman. Erdman took it into the lane. And the next foul, Briarcliff's going to be at the end, the double bonus. Right now they're in the 1-1. Free throw on the way for Erdman is up and through. He's got another one coming. Our officiating crew tonight, Jared Ray, Chad Slagle, and Corey Aldrich, as assigned by the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Second free throw is up and through for Erdman. Erdman with 21 points this evening. Briarcliff leading 73-64. Kickout pass controlled by Briarcliff. Briarcliff gets the steal. Erdman. Erdman driving in against Beikirk, and he has it blocked out of bounds. It's a 9-point ball game, 73-64. 13:42 remaining in this contest. Briarcliff to throw it in. This is Graves. Graves, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Gets it into Williams. Williams will drive. Right side, lost it on the way up. Picked up by Austin Beikirk. Passes over to Rindles. Rindles returns to the contest after 3 minutes on the bench. Henriksen, three, no good. Rebound controlled by Briarcliff. Erdman up the floor on the left side. Passes to Williams. Williams to Poland. Poland, left side, Erdman. Erdman, three, good. Eric Erdman with the three-point basket. He's got 24. And the Dort College defenders trail 76-64. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Call. Dort College basketball after the timeout. Henriksen gets the pass right side, and we're back where we started this half, a 12-point difference. Sampson gets it high post. Back over to Rindles. Rindles with it in the right corner, and Rindles has his feet swept out from under him. Foul's going to go on Briarcliff, and that foul is called on the Chargers, Austin Poland. Poland whistled for his third personal, and that is team foul number six in this half. Pass comes in to Sampson. Sampson squares up. His shot is good. Takes one dribble to the left into the lane. And he knocks down the short shot from about 8 feet. 9 points for Sampson. And the defenders are back to within 10, 76 to 66. Erdman shot off the heel, no good. Rebound, high riser is Rindles. Rindles into the front court. Rindles, remember, playing with four personal fouls. He's one of two players with four for the defenders. Pass goes to Sampson. Sampson, left-handed hook, no good. There for the rebound, and the putback is Franken. Franken is fouled on the play, and Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. That foul goes on Austin Holman, and that's number two on him. So Dalton Franken to the free throw line. We aren't even halfway through this half. Both teams are in the bonus. Dalton Franken, the old-fashioned three-point play. Franken now with 20 points. 12-21 and counting. Graves passes left side, Wolf. Wolf, Holman. Holman right side, Graves. Graves with the basketball, Erdman. Erdman back over to Holman. Holman to Poland. Poland with the basketball. Poland down to the baseline. Poland, kick out pass. Goes right side. Back over to Erdman. Erdman driving in. Puts it up, blocked by Sampson. Ball's down on the floor, picked up by Bohr, and Bohr corrals it, and we've got a shot clock violation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Pass comes in with the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up to Rindles. Rindles on the left wing. Rindles to Franken. Franken with the basketball back to Henriksen. Henriksen, right side, Rindles. Rindles looking, rifles it back over to Sampson. Sampson in traffic. His shot is good. It's a five-point game again, 76-71. Leighton Sampson with 6 points. Graves with the basketball. Graves to Forbes. Forbes to Holman. Holman out front, back to Graves. Graves on the right wing. He fires it into the corner, Poland, and a blocking foul called on Nathan Rindles, and Rindles has just fouled out of the ballgame with 11:15 remaining. Well, you roll the dice, and it's time for Andrew O'Donnell to come into the ballgame. Nathan Rindles will check out of the ballgame. So two free throws on the way for Poland. Dort College is going to have to do it shorthanded from here on out. Free throw by Poland, no good. Another free throw on the way for Poland after he misses the first one. And he makes that one. So Poland makes one of two. He's got four. And the defenders trail 77-71. Pass comes in to Henriksen. Henriksen's going to run the point in the absence of Nathan Rindles. Henriksen out front with the basketball. He passes left side over to Franken. Franken working against Harold. Right side pass, Bohr. Bohr back over to Henriksen. Henriksen lob pass down low. Sampson. Sampson gathers himself. His layup is good. 13 for Sampson, 77-73, Dort College down four. Briarcliff basketball, Forbes. Forbes with it, Graves. Graves to Williams. Williams with the basketball. Williams tries to cross over. His layup is good. Ricky Williams with his first two. Dort College leads 79-73. Bohr with it. Out front, Henriksen. Henriksen, left side, Bohr. Bohr back to Henriksen. Alec with it. Dort College down six. Franken, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, 12 to shoot. Now Bohr in the left corner. Tries to feed it down low for Franken. It's taken away by Dort College. Bohr with the basketball. Bohr with it on the left side. 26 seconds on the shot clock. They pass it into the corner. Two-point bucket for Franken is good. Dalton Franken over the baseline jumper. He's got 22. And the Dort College defenders lead a trail 79-75. Timeout. Dort College back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Timeout, defenders. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 10 minutes remaining in this one. Dort College has cut 8 points off of what was a 12-point lead twice. Forbes to Williams. Williams right side, Graves. Graves out front to Harold. Harold, they drop it off for Williams. Williams backing his way in against Sampson. Off the glass, right hand, good. Ricky Williams with 4, 81-75. Dort College doesn't have a lot of options in the post right now. Feenstra has 4 fouls as well, so you check him in. You know that very likely he's going to pick up his 5th. Andrew O'Donnell gets the pass in the corner, and they say his heels were on the sideline as they received it. And it'll be Forbes inbounding the basketball. Forbes throws it in, gets it into Graves. Graves with it. Graves on the left wing, 20 to shoot. Looking for a ball screen from Williams. He's going to put up a 3, and he missed it. Long rebound. And now Williams gets called for a travel violation. Not sure that was the correct call, but Dort College is going to benefit from it. Williams slid, but never rolled over and never changed his pivot foot, if you will. Dort College gets it back, though, trailing by 6, 81-75. Back over to Franken. Franken hit a jumper from there moments ago. That was called a 2. Franken passes left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell tries to reverse it, and it's taken away by Leffler. Leffler, long pass into the front court, Harold. Harold to the trailer, Williams. Williams shot off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken, 8:49 remaining. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen with it at the point. Had it returned right to him off a kick. They give it to Sampson. Sampson, the bucket, they wave it off. He'll go to the free throw line. Ricky Williams has just picked up the personal foul. That's 4 on Williams. Free throws on the way for Leighton Sampson. This will be a 1 and the bonus. 81-75. Well, this second half played at a little better pace for the defenders. A little more possession by possession. First half played at a breakneck pace. First free throw by Sampson is good. He's got another one coming. Sampson 3 for 6 in the first half. 4 for 7 now for the ball game. Another one on the way, trying to cut it down to a 4-point game. 8:40 remaining. Second free throw by Sampson is up and through. Sampson with 10 in the second half. Defenders trail 81-77. Right side of the basketball is Harold. Harold goes back to Holman. Holman, Harold, Harold, 3 off the screen, good. Harold with his first bucket of the second half. He's got 13 points for the ball game, and it's a 7-point ball game again, 84-77. O'Donnell with the basketball. Dort College trying to match Briarcliff right now. Trailed by as many as 12 in the second half. Cut it down to 4 on several occasions. O'Donnell goes high post. Sampson. Sampson spins into the lane. His shot hangs on the rim. Won't go through. Rebound cleared by Forbes. Forbes with the basketball over to Graves. Graves into the front court. Graves tests the waters with the left hand. Good. Shane Graves with 9, and it's back to a 9-point ball game, 86-77. 7:45 remaining. Andrew O'Donnell will bring the ball into the front court, and Dort College will use another timeout. 7:39 remaining in regulation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout charged to the defenders. Back with more in a moment. Andrew O'Donnell with the basketball after the timeout. O'Donnell's pass is taken away by Forbes. Forbes will pull it out now, and Briarcliff will set the half-court offense. with a basketball out front. They pass it over to Forbes. Forbes to Harold. Harold, three, no good. Rebound taken away by Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Alec with it. Alec drives in, dumps it off for Sampson. Sampson loses his footing. Ends up on the bottom side of the hoop with that shot. Here comes Briarcliff in transition. Harold drives in. Shot is up, no good, but a foul on the play called on Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell whistled for his fourth personal foul. 6:56 remaining. And free throws on the way for Harold. Clay Harold tonight, 13 points, 3 in the second half. 14 now for Harold. He's got another one coming. .656 remaining. Briarcliff threatening to extend this back to a 12-point lead. I beg your pardon, 11-point lead. Stands at 87-77 right now. That free throw is up and good. 88-77 the score. Clay Harold with 15. We're under 7 minutes to go. Danny Voss in the ballgame for the defenders. Remember, Dort College playing right now without their starting point guard, Nathan Rindles. Rindles fouled out of the ballgame at about the 11-minute mark. Henriksen with it on the right side. Alex, step back three, is good. Alec Henriksen with the three-point bucket. He's got 20, and the defenders trail 88-80. Defenders trying to keep pace, and J.D. Bohr has called for a foul on the other end. And free throws on the way now for Shane Graves. Double bonus time for Briarcliff, and it seems like they've been in the double bonus since about the 13-minute mark. Free throw by Graves is up and good. 61% free throw shooter, but every time we see Shane Graves, it seems like he is making 100% of his free throws. Be interesting to see how he has shot against Dort College over his career. Second one is up and good, especially from the free throw line. Graves makes both free throws. He's got 11, and the Chargers lead at 90-80. 6:26 remaining in the half. That's in the regulation. Voss passes it to Bohr. Bohr in the backcourt. Bohr hands it off to Voss. Voss with it. Danny Voss with it on the right wing. Passes to Alec. Alec, ball fake. Three is going to be short, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Briarcliff. It'll be Dort College basketball. 90-80. Briarcliff in front by double digits. Inbounding the basketball will be the defenders, Danny Voss. Voss to trigger. And Voss throws over the top for J.D. Bohr. Bohr hands it off to Henriksen. Henriksen, the freshman from Spirit Lake, playing extensive minutes tonight due to the foul trouble with Rindles. And Rindles done for the ball game, about the 11-minute mark. Feenstra gets the ball in the lane. His shot, no good. Rebound, Franken. Franken puts it up, and he is stripped on the way up, and the foul is called. Foul's going to go on Austin Holman. That's number three on him. So free throws on the way for Dalton Franken. 90-81 our score. And another free throw on the way. Now Coach Nick Nelson on the Briarcliff bench upset that one of his players hit the floor and just got done watching the replay of it. And looked to me like two players got tangled up fighting for post position, and there's been a lot worse that hasn't been called this evening. His player ended up on the floor, though. 90-82 our score. This has been a physical battle all night. 90-82 after Franken makes both free throws. Sumner back in the ballgame. We'll see how long Brian can go. Holman passes it off to Forbes. Forbes driving in. Off-balance shot. No good. And Forbes looked like he might have done enough to get to the free throw line, but no call came, and the ball ends up out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. Pass comes in, right corner, back over to Holman. Holman with it, back to Forbes. Forbes rocks into it. It's taken away by Henriksen. Here comes Dort College. Henriksen back over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell layup good. Andrew O'Donnell with 4 points. Dort College back to within 6, 90-84. Pass comes back over to Clay Harold. And a foul on the play called, and Harold will go to the free throw line to shoot two more. A boatload of free throws shot by Briarcliff here in this one. I'm going to pull up the live stats and see how many there are, actually. First free throw is up and good. If it seems like these teams have been shooting a ton of free throws, they have. Dort College, 16 of 20 from the free throw line. Briarcliff, 29 of 33 from the free throw line so far. Second free throw is up and good, and that doesn't factor in the two that Clay Harold just hit. So they're 31 of 35 from the free throw line. Closing in on 60 free throws shot between the two teams. O'Donnell with the basketball, passes right side Franken. Franken shows it left, drives right. Brian Forbes is called for a blocking foul. So 92-84, now Dort College will shoot free throws. Well, both teams attacking the basket. Briarcliff, 89% on free throws. Dort College, not much worse. They're at 80. Normal night, that would be probably the better of the two, but tonight, not a normal night. First free throw is up and good for Franken. Franken here in the second half has shouldered the load. Dort College has scored. Now we're going to test my math. 36 points here in the second half. He has scored 17 of them. Now 19 of them as he makes both free throws. 92-86. Franken with 26 points. 92-86, the score. Dort College down 6. Briarcliff basketball. Erdman with it. Back door they go. Holman. Holman loses it on the way up. And a foul on the play called on the defenders. That's going to go on number 3, Alec Henriksen. Henriksen picks up number 4. 4:46 remaining in regulation. Holman shooting a pair. Holman 3-for-4 from the free throw line, now 4-for-5. Another free throw on the way with 4:46 remaining. This one is up and Holman misses that one. The misses have been rare this evening for Briarcliff from the free throw line. O'Donnell into the front court. Dort College has been as close as 4 on a couple different occasions here in this second half. Brian Sumner over the basketball. Pass goes over to Franken. Franken catches and fires the jumper from the left wing. Off the mark, no good. O'Donnell got a hand on the rebound on the weak side. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Briarcliff basketball. J.D. Bohr checking into the ballgame. Brian Sumner checks out. Briarcliff, Jay Wolf will inbound the basketball. Bringing the basketball up is Briarcliff's Shane Graves. Pass goes right side over to Holman. Holman to Wolf. Wolf, 3 from the right wing. Good. Jay Wolf with a pair of threes tonight. It's back to a 10-point ball game, 96-86. Briarcliff with a 10-point lead. J.D. Bohr passes right side Franken. Franken Henriksen. Henriksen at the free throw line. Drives in, loses it, picked up by Briarcliff. And Shane Graves has the basketball. 3:49 remaining. Shane Graves with it at midcourt. He passes left side over to Erdman. Erdman to Wolf. Wolf to Holman. Holman with it on the right side. Holman passes back right. They get it over to Harold. Harold, 3, good. Harold with 20, 10 in the second half, 10 in the first half, and Briarcliff extends it to 13, their biggest lead of the ballgame. 99-86. Pass left side, Franken. Franken, O'Donnell. O'Donnell at the free throw line, comes back to Sampson. And Sampson's shot is no good, but a foul on the play called on Holman. Holman picks up his fourth personal foul. Layton will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Layton Sampson this evening, 5 for 8 from the charity stripe. 3:13 remaining. Briarcliff 99, Dort College 86. First free throw on the way for Layton is up. Short, no good. He's got another one on the way. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. 88.5 FM. Second free throw is off the mark, no good. And now underneath, we've got a foul called on the putback attempt. And Dalton Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot two. So Dalton Franken shooting a pair. Free throw by Franken, up and good. Dalton with another one on the way. Dalton had 8 points at halftime. Second free throw by Franken is up and through. Franken now 10 for 10 from the free throw line. 99-88, Dort College down 11. 3 minutes remaining. Franken now with 28 for the ball game. Out front with it is Graves. Graves 5 feet behind the three-point line. He's going to drive in against Henriksen. Left-handed layup is good. Graves able to bounce off of Henriksen, gets the shot to go. And Briarcliff leads at 101-88. Left side pass goes over to Bohr. Bohr, left side, Franken. Franken rolls it down low for Sampson. They bring the double. Pass comes over to Henriksen. 2:30 remaining. Henriksen feeds it down low for Sampson. Sampson shot no good, but there for the putback is Dalton Franken. Franken with 30, and the Dort College defenders trail 101-90. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Dort College defenders. They have two remaining. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Few games have gone final. This one is not. We started this game, I believe, first in the conference in terms of the start time. And we're probably going to be the last one done because of all the foul shots occurring this evening. Graves inbounds to Harold, and Harold is fouled on the play by J.D. Bohr, and that's a legitimate one near midcourt. J.D. goes up to try and play the pass and caught a pretty significant piece of Clay Harold. Harold will go to the free throw line to shoot two. 2:26 remaining in regulation. Briarcliff 101, Dort College 90. So two free throws on the way for Harold. Harold with 20 today, now 21. He's a perfect 9 for 9 from the free throw line. Some finals in. Concordia beat Midland 91-85. Northwestern beat Mount Marty 94-50. Nebraska Wesleyan over Hastings 108-96. Second free throw by Harold is up and good. 103-90, Briarcliff in front comfortably. A Baker's dozen lead. Pass goes left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three-pointer, good. Andrew O'Donnell with 7 points in the second half. Defenders trail by 10, 103-93. Erdman bringing the basketball up. Erdman passes right side, gets it over to Graves. Graves to Forbes. Forbes with the basketball. Forbes looking for Erdman, finds Erdman, 8 to shoot. Sumner working against Erdman. Erdman passes back over to Graves, 3 seconds, now 2, and Graves hits the 3. 16 for Graves, 106-93. Briarcliff in front, 1:30 remaining. They pass it to Franken. Franken's shot is up, good, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Dalton Franken with 24 points in the second half and a chance at a three-point play here. 106-95 the score. That foul called on Austin Holman is his fifth. 8 points for Holman, and he's disqualified on fouls here with 1:32 remaining. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Waiting on Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan to go final in their contest. Franken, 32 points this evening. Trying to make it 33 here and trying to bring it back to a 10-point ball game. And he does. Franken now by my count, 11 of 11 from the free throw line. Dort College showing pressure. Back the other way, Erdman. Erdman's pass into the corner intended for Harold. Tipped away by J.D. Bohr. Andrew. 23 seconds on the shot clock, 1:25 on the game clock. Graves, they inbound, get it to Harold. Harold out front, Forbes. Forbes with the basketball. And Forbes is fouled on the play by Dalton Franken. And Franken has just picked up number four, I believe. 1:19 left to go in regulation. Free throws on the way for Brian Forbes. Forbes, two more free throws coming. High scoring affair tonight at the DeWitt. First free throw is off the mark, no good by Forbes. Dort College needs some buckets on the other end. Nabla, Bohr, and Biker check out of the ballgame. On the floor for the defenders now, it's Samson Franken, Sumner O'Donnell, and Henriksen. Another free throw on the way for Forbes. Forbes free throw, short, no good. Rebound cleared by Franken. Franken into the front court. Dalton passes right corner, Henriksen. Henriksen with it out front, 1:10 remaining. Back over to Franken. Franken into the corner, Sumner. Sumner stripped, and he loses it out of bounds. It'll be Briarcliff on defense as Dort College will maintain possession of it. Inbounding is O'Donnell. O'Donnell to Henriksen. Henriksen with it, 1 minute remaining. Now O'Donnell. O'Donnell underneath Samson. Samson short shot in the lane, good. Leighton Samson with a 2-point bucket. He's got 12 in the second half, 17 for the ball game. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. 106-98, Briarcliff leading by 8. It will be Briarcliff basketball. After the 2-point bucket by Sampson in the timeout, Dort College is now out of timeouts. Just under a minute to go, so the clock will stop. And a 5-second violation called on Briarcliff and Graves. Dort College down 8 with the basketball now, trying to make it interesting. You make a bucket here, you put a little pressure on, then you can play the foul game. Checking into the ball game will be Jay Wolf. Checking out is Leffler. Throwing the ball in is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gets it in over the top, Samson. Samson taking it in, and he is fouled on the play by Forbes, I believe. It's going to be on Forbes or Wolf. And the foul is called on Forbes. And if that is indeed on Forbes, that's number 5 on him, and he fouls out. 56.2 seconds remaining. Dort College will try to cut into the lead here with the clock stopped. Leighton will shoot his 11th and 12th free throws of the ball game. So Leighton Samson shooting two. Free throw by Leighton is up and through. Leighton now with 18 points. Another one on the way, 106-99. Another free throw coming here for the sophomore from Worthington. This one's up and short, no good. It's 106-99, and Dort College commits a foul immediately. I believe that's Clay Harold. He will shoot two. A foul called on J.D. Bohr. That's number three on J.D. Clay Harold will go to the free throw line where he is 10 for 10 already this evening. And he'll shoot a pair. Free throw on the way for Bohr. For Harold. The foul on Bohr. Harold, a very quiet 22, now 23. All of his free throws coming from the three-point line, four of them for 12. And the free throw line where he is 11 of 11. Another one all the way for Harold. 107 to 99. And 108-99 as he makes them both. Harold, a 94% free throw shooter entering the ball game. It's now 55 for 58. Pass left side, taken away by Graves. Graves driving in. He'll kick it back out to Harold. Harold is fouled again. He'll shoot two more free throws. And that might be the nail in the coffin. Dort College needs some breaks. They need some turnovers. And they need some missed free throws to start with. Foul's going to go on Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell fouls out of the contest with 7 points. And he will foul out with 43.8 seconds remaining. 108-99. Dort College down 9. Pending free throws from Clay Harold. Harold had 10 points at halftime. 14 in the second half. Now 15. 13 of 13 from the free throw line. He's got another one coming. Second free throw is up, and that one's good. So Clay Harold makes them both. 110 to 99. Into the front court is Franken. Franken's pass tipped and taken away by Leffler. Leffler's going to run out the clock. Dort College is going to concede. They won't foul. And now they will foul. Henriksen didn't get the message from the bench. And Alec Henriksen will foul out of the ballgame with 5 fouls. 29 seconds remaining. He fouls out with 20. And Danny Voss checks into the ballgame. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Harold. It's now 15 for 15 from the free throw line. Second free throw is up and good. 112 to 99, our score. Pass goes over to Franken. Franken underneath Sampson. Sampson layup good. Leighton Sampson with a 2-point bucket. 112 to 101, and Sampson commits a foul in the backcourt. Remaining. And free throws on the way for Eric Erdman. 8 for 8 is Erdman from the free throw line. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Another one for Erdman. 113 to 101. Second free throw on the way by Erdman is up and good. Briarcliff has shot a tremendous percentage from the free throw line this evening. 114 to 101, Briarcliff will win this ball game. Just a matter of what the final is. Shot by Franken inside, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Bucket is good. 103 to 114, and I believe that's how it's going to end. Franken with another two. He ends with 35. And the Dort College defenders fall by a final score of 114 to 103. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of today's basketball contest right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College falls in a wild 114 to 103. Briarcliff in control of most of this one. Dort College jumped out to an early lead, 15 to 4, and then Briarcliff methodically worked their way back in and just scored a bunch of points. Outscoring Dort College in the first half, 61 to 49. Dort College battled in the second half, and had the lead down to four on several different occasions. Lost to Nathan Rendles, their leading scorer, and, well, they're not quite their leading scorer, but close to their leading scorer. He and Layton between 15 and 16 points per ball game. And they lost him to fouls with, I believe, 11 or 13 minutes remaining. I think they brought him back with 13 and lost him to fouls at about the 11-minute mark. Fort College got it back to four on a few different occasions. Never got closer than that, though. And it ends up as 114-103 final. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College tonight, 38 of 68 from the floor, 56%, 5 for 13 on threes, 39%, 22 of 29 from the free throw line for 76%. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 28 of 55 from the floor, 51%, 16 of 33 from the three-point line, 49%, 42 of 49 from the free throw line for 86%, all totaled. Two teams combined for 78 free throws shot this evening. Turnovers, Briarcliff 14, Dort College 17. Dort College was led tonight by Dalton Frankens, 35 points, 12 of 19 from the floor, 11 of 11 on free throws. 20 points each for Leighton Sampson and Alec Henriksen. Sampson 7 of 13, Henriksen 8 of 13. Henriksen also 3 for 7 from the three-point line. 15 points for Nathan Rendles, 7 for Andrew O'Donnell, 2 for J.D. Bohr, 2 for Austin Beikirk, 2 for Taylor Feenstra for their total of 103. For the Briarcliff Chargers, 28 for Clay Harold, 16 of 16 from the free throw line, 4 for 9 on three-pointers. 26 points for Eric Erdman off of the bench, 6 for 12 from the field, 10 for 10 on free throws, 4 for 6 from the three-point line. 19 for Brian Forbes, 6 for 9 from the floor, 16 for Shane Graves, 4 for 10 from the floor, and 6 for 6 on free throws, 8 for Austin Holman, 4 by Austin Poland, 3 for Austin Leffler, and 4 for Ricky Williams for their total of 114 points. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 114-103 the final score, and Coach Ross Dalma has made his way out of the locker room. And, Coach, we knew going into this contest, the margin for error against this Briarcliff team with the way they score points, very narrow, and felt like your team battled in the second half after Briarcliff got away from you a little bit in the first half. A good effort, but that margin for error very narrow against this team.
Yeah, it's very narrow for sure, Mike. You know, they really obviously shot the ball well from behind the perimeter. The thing about them is they penetrate so well, we wanted to really try to keep the ball out of the paint, which I thought for the most part we did a really good job of. You know, they just have so many weapons on the perimeter where they spread you out and they move the ball well, and when they're, you know, shooting nearly 50% behind the arc, 16 for 33, that's tough. And I think the other thing that really made it difficult for us was we couldn't keep them off the foul line. I know that we fouled late, but for them to shoot nearly 50 free throws, just not a good recipe for us at all.
Had to go a lot of minutes without Nathan Rendles, and that factors in as well. You had some other guys shoulder the load. You got it down to four on a few different occasions in the second half. What were you doing well that allowed you to get to within four and have a chance?
You know, I just thought that we were taking good shots on the offensive end. I thought that was really key for us. And I thought that we would occasionally get a stop on the defensive end. Specifically, you know, to answer your question, I thought we did some decent things with some guys doubling at the right time and forcing the ball to be reversed to some players that weren't quite as hot tonight. And that helped us a few times, but yeah, I mean, we didn't. When you give up 114, you're going to be in trouble. And I felt that our guys didn't quit. I felt that we played with more poise and composure, however, than maybe we had in some other instances in the last two or three weeks. So I think that part of it was good to see. But we just need a couple more guys to step up and play better, you know. And there's nobody in particular. We just don't get that solid eight or nine that we need. And that's. You know, what we're talking about is inconsistency. That's what we're talking about. And you know, we got a lot of young guys, but, gosh, you hope by February that you'd have a little bit of that out of your system.
You go from one high-scoring outfit to a different type of team coming up on Saturday at Nebraska Wesleyan on the road, and obviously a team that's playing as well as anyone in the conference right now, and you're going to run into a team that is trying to play their way into a position for the national tournament. You're going to get somebody's best effort on Saturday.
We are. You know, they're hungry, and they're playing with a chip on their shoulder. Last year in NAIA for them, and they're trying to get that second spot in the conference tournament. And so we're going to go in there and obviously get their best shot, but they're going to get ours too. You know, I really like how we've been practicing the last week. I thought we've had some guys that have stepped up and have begun to lead some of our practices a little bit better, and that's been positive to see. We're just having to play a week right now where we're playing two really tough teams, and like you said, there is no room for error, but we really enjoy this team. We really enjoy coaching them. At some point, we're going to see the fruits of the labor pay off down the road with a lot of these guys. Just for Nathan and JD's sake, we wish that had happened by now.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping out.
Thank you, Mike.
That's Coach Ross Dahma. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We have gone through the statistics. Only thing we have yet to do is to tell you the Great Plains Athletic Conference scores from earlier tonight. Everything is in the books at this point. Got to double check what the final ended up being, Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan. I know Dakota Wesleyan won it. Let's take a look and see if I can track that down here very quickly. It was Dakota Wesleyan over Morningside, 93-90. So Morningside gets that win. Nebraska Wesleyan over Hastings, 108-96 in men's play. Concordia over Midland, 91-85. And Northwestern over Mount Marty, 94-50. For our Cliff drops Stuart College, 114-103. I scratched through the standings now. Briarcliff is 15-2. Nebraska Wesleyan is 12-5. Dakota Wesleyan is 12-6. Midland falls to 10-7. Hastings falls to 9-8. Concordia improves to 9-9. Dort College is 8-10. Northwestern improves to 8-9. Morningside falls to 6-11. Doan was idle this evening in terms of GPAC play. Mount Marty is 0-17. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Tough night for the defenders at the DeWitt this evening. Dort College women fall by a final score of 67-45. Men fall by a final score of 114-103 to the Briarcliff Chargers. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Piker. Good evening.